you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Mastermind for Business podcast. Hey, in these podcasts, in around about 15 minutes, we're going to give you some very simple but very, very practical tips, tricks, and tools that you can apply in your business straight away. It's designed to be super practical so you can put it into play and improve your service business or professional practice. Hey, in the studio today, what we're going to talk about, if you've wondered about the power of video and you think that producing video content would be a really great thing for you to do, but you just don't know how to get started or to make it really effective, then you are in the right place. Because today, joining me in this studio, we've got Nick Creedon, my son, from Creedon Content, who's going to talk to us about exactly that, how you can, what are the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to putting video content together. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
He's here. Let's get underway. Mate, we often see that people do make mistakes around video content. First of all, let's talk about the power of video, right? We know that video is more engaging, don't we?
Yeah, 100%. It's the closest thing to being face-to-face. I say it all the time, but it is essentially being face-to-face. You know, it's the best form of connection that we can have other than, you know, being right in front of someone, essentially.
So there's that old saying, you know, a picture speaks a thousand words. But if that's the case, what does a video do?
Yeah, that's it. It's 100% a way to, I guess, evoke a much more deeper connection and an emotion than what you can get through any sort of, you know, still image or writing or written format.
Yeah. And so, Nick, when it comes to producing video, because, you know, you do really two things. We'll talk a little bit more about Creedon Content later in the show. But essentially, you do two things. So you help people to produce these, to look good on video.
Yep.
And then you actually help them to shoot those videos as well. Let's talk about the mistakes that you see people making. Top three, what are the mistakes you see?
I guess top three, one of the first ones and one of the main ones, it's one of the things I talk about all the time with my clients, is a lack of direction and goals and what you sort of want to get out of the video from the get-go. I guess, you know, if you haven't defined exactly what you want to get from the audience or what you're actually trying to provide to your audience as well, the video lacks direction and it's likely to, you know, fall flat. If you have clear goals, you know what you want, you know, the success that you want to get out of it and what you want to, the results or desired results that you want to achieve from it, then it takes you a long way in regards to, you know, I guess, achieving what you want to achieve. So number one, lack of clearly defined goals would be the main one.
Okay. So that's understanding like the purpose in lots of ways, and, you know, why am I shooting this video and what do I want it to do, as opposed to just shooting video for video's sake.
That's right. I mean, look, if we would just go out there and record video, and something I talk about all the time is having audience-directed content, not self-directed content. It's a really important one.
What does that mean?
So audience-directed content is something that we know our audience is going to respond to, something that we know our audience is going to hear. I think one of the biggest traps we fall into when we first start making video content is we just start recording stuff that we want to record. We start recording stuff that we've seen people do previously.
Yeah.
Or people might have told us, oh, you know what, this really works. I've seen someone do this and this really works. So we jump on that bandwagon and we think that our audience is going to respond to that. But as we know, you know, what works for one person, one personality, in one industry isn't going to work for another.
So number one, understanding what it is that we're going to do, like what's the outcome that we want to achieve, and making sure that the content that we produce is actually, you know, receiver directed or audience directed, as opposed to what we want. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
What else do you see people getting wrong?
I think it's something, you know, obviously where it's a little bit of a catch-22. When you first start doing video, one of the biggest things you need to do is just pick up and record.
Okay? Yeah.
I say all the time, it's just to start recording. Practice makes perfect. And the thing with video is you can do all the theory in the world, But until you actually put that into practice,
yeah,
and you start to use some techniques that you may have learned, picked up from other people or along the way,
yeah,
you're never ever going to achieve that great product or that great finished product. So one of the big things that I see is one of the next sort of, I guess, mistakes people make is just poor planning.
Yeah.
When we first get in, 100%, you do need to just record and get the videos out there and I guess practice as much as possible.
Yeah.
But once we've sort of done that, we've warmed ourselves up to, I guess, the idea of video and the idea of being in front of a camera and something that Mo McRae actually always says is, you know, people say to, you know, you just got to learn to love the lens.
Yeah.
It's stupid because you can't love a lens, right? So one of the things that we know is that, you know, you've just got to learn to be comfortable on camera. Once you've got that down pat, it's more so the planning side of things where people, I guess, fall flat on.
I love the idea of, you know, just get out and do it. And I love the idea too that, you know, the practicality is so different from the theory, because it's a bit like I could read a dozen books on driving a car, but until I actually get behind the wheel and understand what it's like. One of the things that held me back from doing video initially was I just felt really uncomfortable. I'm comfortable sitting like this, face-to-face talking to somebody, but I'm not talking to anybody when I'm looking. There's this black hole that I'm looking at, you know, which is the lens of a camera.
Yeah, 100%. And that's something that we do in the video squad is the whole idea really of a six-week program that we have is the video squad where we get people who are sort of in that position where, you know, they don't feel very comfortable. They don't feel confident in front of a camera. And we use certain techniques and ways and performance techniques, I guess, to put them in that frame of mind, in that best state where they are at their absolute best so that they can show up on camera.
So I might be jumping in on some of the other issues you're going to talk about, but if you're talking about learning how to do it better, but also balancing that out with, you know, frankly, just getting in front of the camera and doing it.
Yep.
What if you get in front of the camera and you stuff it up?
Yeah, look, it's, and it will happen.
As you and I have discovered on lots of occasions.
So one of the things that you can do to sort of combat that a little bit is what I'm talking about is, you know, just planning. One of the mistakes that we make, especially when we first record, is we record, we make a mistake, so we start again. We record, we make a mistake, we start again. We end up with, you know, 60 videos in our camera roll, none of them usable whatsoever.
Yeah.
And everyone's done that. You know, that's not just, you know, us. That's everyone that starts in video has done that. You can see all of the people who are really successful in video, the Gary V's and all those type of people, Mark Boris, they have all made those mistakes. They've all made those edits and they've all had to start again. One of the most important things that we know and that we teach is that, you know, being a little bit rough around the edges, making a mistake here and there is actually a good thing. And I actually say, and I've said it to you previously, is I'm not going to edit that out.
Yeah.
If you make a little boo-boo, there's a little mistake here and there. We know that our audience responds to something that they can relate to. Making a little mistake makes us seem human, not so robotic, not so polished.
Yeah.
And it actually creates a sense of relatability.
It's like authenticity, isn't it? I mean, 100%. You know, one of the things that, in fact, we did part of our mastermind program, we did a hot seat this morning where we spoke about the importance of authenticity in business in order to attract your clients. It's the same thing on your video. If you make a mistake, it kind of just makes you really authentic and I guess people connect with that, don't they?
Yeah, 100%. And look, as I said, one of the biggest mistakes, the next biggest mistake that people make is that poor planning. And if you can plan and you can, you know, I guess, map out what you want to do, what you want to say. I like to use the word flow, not script. Script is as much as that is what we say in the film world. But script is something that is, you know, you feel very scripted and we don't want it to be acted out. We want it to be authentic. We want it to be natural. So you want to provide yourself with something that makes sure that you're crossing all the T's, you're dotting all the I's that you need to provide a great product. But just plan it out. You know, I think if you rush through the process, if you cut corners on the quality or you don't have that clear plan before you start, you risk yourself creating a video that's not engaging to your audience, isn't to the quality that you wanted to provide, and that, you know, basically you're probably not going to share. You're not going to get out there.
In which case you're just going to, as you say, you have a whole reel of videos that you never use.
Correct.
Interesting you talk about flow as opposed to script, Nick, because I remember working with a guy a number of years ago and he was a great storyteller. So if you could sit down and just listen to him telling a story, he told just amazing stories. But when you put him in front of a camera, he insisted on using autocue.
Oh, yeah.
And so if he was telling you a story, he'd go, oh, hey, Nick, I was going down the street the other day And as soon as you put him in front of a camera when he used auto cue, it was, hello, I was going down the street the other day. And it was just, it was horrible.
Robotic.
Yeah, it was just, it was terrible.
Yeah. So it's something that we, you know, we talk about all the time is I guess mapping out, and we have a little thing that's called the flow. And it's sort of mapping out, you know, what you want to say in the order that you want to say it, making sure that you're, you know, doing the things like introducing yourself, your business, you know, dropping a seed of your product or your service, what you provide, and then getting into what you want to get into, but just dot pointing it out so you can refer back to the main points so you don't miss anything. Because the worst thing when it comes to, you know, making video content is we have this really great idea. We sit down in front of the camera and we do it and you know, it's all such an adrenaline rush. It feels like it went so fast.
Yep.
By the time that we actually sit back and watch it, we go, you know what? I forgot to say that. And that was one of the most important points.
Yeah.
And that's extremely frustrating when you know that you put all this time, effort, and you have this product that's good, but the main part of it is left out.
So
we make sure that we're properly planning before we attempt to execute.
Interesting, Nick, when I first started shooting videos, you know, before I was working with you, before you were doing this, goodness me, you were probably still at school. But I remember, you know, Caroline was behind the camera and I shot this video and I finished it and I sort of high-fived myself and went, man, that was a cracking video. And I just sort of looked across at Caroline and there was this look on her face of like, oh, crap. I went, what? And she said, I forgot to press record.
Oh, yeah. And look, as we would know as well, that does happen. It's, you know, it's one of the things that I say all the time as well is to focus on technique over technology.
Yeah.
Because technology, as we know, is extremely unreliable.
But there's a couple of like checklists. And I know certain things that you do in the video squad is help people with checklists. Let's talk about the video squad because we've mentioned it.
Yeah.
What is the video squad?
So the video squad is a 6-week, I guess, masterclass where people can, you know, if you're a beginner in video, you've never sort of started, you know, you're just thinking about getting into the video world, or you are maybe already creating video and, you know, you're sort of just not achieving those desired results. You're not converting with it. Essentially what we do is we bring them into a 6-week masterclass and we go over everything from, like I said, preparing to be on camera, how to look good on camera, how to feel great on camera, how to get yourself into the best state of mind so you are at your absolute best, passionate, most energetic, enthusiastic self. What it's all about is learning how to connect with your audience, understand your audience, and feel confident and competent on camera.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of nepotism here because you're my son. But I know that you've put a number of our Mastermind members through the video squad, and I can honestly say that it's amazed me. Like I was watching Emily shoot a video the other day, and the end product was just so vastly different from what I think Emily would have produced in the past. So let me ask those listening to this. We've got somebody new in the office here, Nick, who I know is about to start your video squad in a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm. He had to shoot a 10-minute video out to clients. It took him 3 hours to shoot that video.
Yep.
Now, honestly, for the people listening, I would imagine there would be a great percentage that would be listening right now going, yep, that's me, because I'm just so hell-bent on getting it. And that was me, you know, so hell-bent on getting it perfect. But again, unashamed plug for the video squad, but that's the sort of stuff that you'd help people with in the squad as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's one of those things that we sort of get trapped into as we are our biggest critic.
Yeah.
In most things, and especially when we see ourselves back on camera.
Yeah.
You know, we look back at a video we've done and we go, do I really sound like that? Oh, God, I don't look like that.
Yeah.
And that's why we work on things like being really intentional about every time you're on camera. So you can focus on how you look on camera, how you sound, and you can start to use these little techniques, I guess, to implement in your everyday life on camera. You know, this day and age, we're all on Zooms. We all have the opportunity to be on camera, you know, usually once a day in most worlds.
Yeah.
So we can use that time as an asset to get ourselves, you know, really, really intentional and being really conscious of how we are presenting ourselves and how we're showing up on camera. So that way, when we do step in front of a camera to create content for ourselves, we're in a much better, I guess, frame of mind or a much better, I guess, position to be able to provide a high quality product.
Yeah, nice. So the thing about it is understand the purpose of the video.
Yep.
So if you're going to produce video, understand the purpose. Be authentic. Don't worry about it if you make little mistakes along the way. Be authentic. Just be you.
Yes.
And plan it out. Have a really clear plan. And like a checklist and a plan so that you make sure that if you've got a level of content that all that content is in fact covered.
Yeah, 100%. And I think probably the last thing that I would really mention would be to, you know, understand your audience. I think one of the biggest things that we fail to do is as I said, it's audience-directed content, not self-directed content.
Yeah,
content.
It's great saying.
Because, you know, failing to understand your audience is we're going to put content out there and, you know, your mum and your sister are going to like it. and that's it, you know, your best mate is going to like it all the time.
Yeah.
But if we want to really, you know, engage new people who've never heard of us before and bring them into our world and to listen to and want to hear more about what we're talking about, we need to understand our audience. It needs to appeal to the right people in order to be successful. If you don't understand your target audience's interests, their pain points, you know, you're never going to achieve desired results.
Yeah. Great, great, great hints. Nick, if people would like to know more about how you can help them or the Video Squad, where do they go?
You can just contact me. You go to creatingcontent.com.au or you can give me a call. I have my socials, Instagram up and send me a message.
Perfect. Fantastic. creatingcontent.com.au. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a great session. Guys, these are the sort of things that we teach our Mastermind members all the time. If you know somebody in small business or the professional practice in our service business who you think would benefit from that, please share the podcast. Love to hear. Feel free to review or let us know if there's something else that you would like to hear from us. We're going to get Nick back again in a couple of episodes to talk a little bit more about video content and how you can make it really applicable in your business. If you are, in fact, in a professional business, professional practices or service business, and you'd like to learn more about this, this is the stuff that we teach our Mastermind clients, metropolemastermind.com.au, or have a chat to us on seewhatspossible.today. This is Mark Creedon, looking forward to catching up with you in the next edition of the Mastermind for Business podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.seewhatspossible.today.